Walking into places from your past is a surefire recipe for melancholy. Commentator Andrei Kudrescu did just that and took note of the changes that he saw there.
It was raining in New York City, and your author on tour was tired and melancholic. The overpriced hotel room he woke up in was dreary and cold. Years ago, this was a cheap bohemian dive where $129 a night bought a small suite with smoke-infused couches and bad light fixtures. It's still a dive, though smoking is no longer allowed, and the suites cost twice as much. The clientele has changed, too. The provincial artists in New York for another stab at the big time, and the black-clad Eurotrash looking for the fabled underground night have been replaced by families on vacation with $100 per person tickets to Broadway shows. The hotel is halfway between the Village and Times Square, but few of the guests head downtown. The magnetic poles have been reversed, just like everything else in America. Up is in, down is out. The bar downstairs, known since the 1920s as a place for celebrity assignations, is now just a bar for mildly affluent, not-so-young office workers. Okay, kvetch and complain. The tour's been going great. People actually came out to buy the book and waited for the Q&A. The bookstores were warm and the clerks friendly and curious. My writer friends showed up with their own books and manuscripts, and all of us headed for the hotel bar. True, it wasn't the dive of yore, and I tried not to think of the bill. At around midnight, we held a public performance of a poem we'd all been writing on napkins. It was a magnificent lyrical lament for the old days, shot through here and there with sexual references like a head of white hair with a few dark streaks. For a moment, everything was perfect. We were writers. We were immortal. The Cold War was over. Maybe all wars were over. Then everyone left early to get some sleep to get to work in the morning. I went to the all-night newsstand to buy a paper. Ronald Reagan was dead. It was still raining, and the Cold War and the 20th century were indeed over. But everything else was still the same, and the bill was still due.
Writer Andrei Kudrescu lives in New Orleans.